Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Hey, a little of this, a little of that. Welcome, everybody. Friday
on The Buzz 24/7, brought to you New Hampshire Army National Guard. Call 1-800-GO-GUARD. 1-800-GO-GUARD. Special thanks to all of those serving in not only the New Hampshire National Guard, but all across the country. We've got a busy few days coming up. Hope everything goes well. It is Archive Friday, everybody. We dip back into the archives, give you something you haven't heard in a while. And today, one of the greats, one of the greatest American rock bands of all time, Aerosmith and drummer Joey Kramer on the Buzz Archive Friday.
Now let's go. We're going to bring Joey on live on the air. Hold on a second. I got to start with my favorite. The music that I'm bringing you on to, Joey, you can't hear it, but it is my favorite Aerosmith song.
Yeah, what's that?
Chip Away at the Stone.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And I'll tell you, from the live bootleg record, the Aerosmith live bootleg, where Stephen proclaims you the greatest blanket drummer in the world, I just absolutely love it. But a pleasure to have Joey Kramer from Aerosmith on the phone with us again. How are you, man?
Oh, I'm good, Greg. How are you?
I'm good. I know we had an in-studio thing scheduled, and the schedules got screwed up because of the storm. We just got about 10 more inches of snow this morning. So. I don't know. Are you in Texas at home? I know you got a new place in Texas. Where?
No, I'm actually in Boston at the moment because we're doing some stuff here in town.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
Well, Joey, Greg just said this is his favorite song. What is your favorite Aerosmith song to play? And what is your least?
I would have to say my least.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I don't really have a least, but
yeah.
But my favorite song, I think, is Lord of the Flies.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the album that changed my life. We've talked about it before. That was the first rock album that made me a rock and roll music fan, was Get Your Wings. So, Joey,
you know why my favorite song is Lord of the Flies?
Why?
Because I am.
All right, brother. Who am I to say? I'm not going to argue with Joey Kramer of Aerosmith. I'm not going to argue with that. Are you kidding me? So, listen, Joey, we're excited because he was going to come in because there's a lot going on. Obviously, with Aerosmith, the Aerover Derchi tour, that's a very difficult thing for me to say. So if I screw that word up, it's difficult for me.
We've had such a hard time.
Yeah. But Joey also has the Rock and Roasters coffee, which is big and getting bigger. And I know that you love coffee, but when you started to do this, I don't think that could you foresee it was going to get this big? It's getting to be pretty big.
No, you know, I hope it actually gets bigger.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, bigger is better, right?
Yeah. But
at least where I'm from.
But turning something you love into a business, it doesn't always work, right? But this is...
it's a lot of work, man. It's an unbelievable amount of work.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys all in Boston? But I mean, I don't know how... you're in pre-tour mode. It starts, you swing out to... you're over in Europe first, so...
Yeah.
At what point, how far out, Joey, do you guys get together and rehearse? How much do you rehearse? And
do you have to rehearse anymore?
Usually, well, we're rehearsing now, and we'll rehearse again in April to go out in May.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to revamp the whole set, you know, and change songs around and... you know, give our fans something a little bit different.
How does that work, Joey? I mean, because with the catalog, you know, there's so many songs I want to see you guys do, but it's impossible to get them all in there. So what do you, throw them up all on a dry erase board or something like that and then whittle it down? How does it work?
Well, you know, there's a certain amount of songs that you have to play. You know, like you got to play the Dream Ons and the Walk This Ways. And,
sure.
You know, and like lately we've been doing Chip Away the Stone and, you know, some others like it. Mm-hmm. But you know, you gotta play. There's certain ones that you have to play.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really get away with not. So we'll play those, and and add in some deep cuts.
Yeah. I know I was looking at the tour itinerary. You guys start out in Europe. I think you play, I don't know if it's Tel Aviv and Russia. You play a bunch of different places. Joey, is there any place in the world where you're still amazed to this day that Aerosmith is absolutely monstrous? Like, you know, I can't believe we're huge in Bolivia. Like, where's the place you've gone to? What country are you always amazed that they're huge Aerosmith fans?
Well, Tel Aviv's got to be one of them.
Yeah.
Because that's pretty far off and away.
Yeah.
You know, we've only been there once before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In all our years, but we're going back. We're actually starting there.
Yeah.
Joey, when you go to some of these places, I mean, do you, because they're so far off, do you get to bring your own stuff? Is it all rentals when you get there because it's cheaper?
No, we always bring our own stuff.
Always bring your own stuff. Okay.
And getting it there is by no means cheap.
Yeah.
But at this point, I mean, it's Aerosmith. I'm kind of embarrassed that you asked that question.
But I know
Joey Kramer doesn't rent, my friend.
But what I mean is sometimes when you go to countries, it's cheaper for them to go. We're going to use the stuff that's here.
Now, we know guys like Kenny Aronoff. I'm sure you know of a rock drummer who's played for everybody. I mean, he has drum sets all over the world. You're not that way, right? You bring them, you have them shipped, like you said, so you don't have your kits in other places that you just grab on the way or anything. Right?
No, because we're not there that often.
Yeah, right. It is the tour that is going to be starting, and of course, it'll make its way through the United States, and it's going to be it's kind of a farewell tour, but it's a long goodbye tour, really. And nobody's saying
there's no farewell.
Nobody's saying never again. Correct, Joey? Nobody's saying
that's correct.
Good, because you guys are still at the top of the game. You know?
Yeah.
Do you feel that way or no?
I do. Mm-hmm. I do. It's you know, but as you get older, it gets a little harder.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet.
Being out on the road is not easy.
I know in one of the drum magazines, I think it was the tail end of last year, on one of the back pages, they show a drum kit from the past and everything, and they had one of your see-through drum kits, and they got in contact with you to see if this is the actual kit, and you said, I don't quite remember. Does that happen a lot, where people come up and say, hey, I might have this, and you kind of go, yeah, I don't know what happened to that?
Yeah, it does.
Where do they go?
So my question to you is, being a drummer and a musician, where do they go at the end of the tour? Do you just like, I don't care?
Especially if it's something that happened in the 70s. I have, like, very...
Joey, you were too busy being the Lord of the Thighs. Yeah. You didn't have time to keep track of your drum kit. You know. Joey Kramer of Aerosmith, who is going to be, he will be visiting with us in studio probably in next month. We're working on a date, but we talked a lot about that. We talked from time to time about the Rock and Roasters coffee. Every time I bring it up, I hear from people, Joey, in New England who get it at the store, and they
Rockin' and Roastin'.
Yeah, Rockin' and Roastin' coffee, and they get it. They get it at stores. You can get it. Let me see here. Food services, they got Shaw's. Hannaford's got it. Big Y. A lot of other great grocery partners. And people dig it. People that grew up listening to Aerosmith, they feel like it's a kind of a connection to the band to drink your coffee.
The easiest place to get it is just to go online at rockinandroastin.com.
Mm-hmm. Rockin'.
And you can punch in your zip code, and it'll tell you where the closest store is.
Kelly Brown is our news guy here, and all he's asked about when he heard that you were coming in was, will he bring coffee?
Well, Joey, I just want to let you know we have a Keurig machine in the building.
Yeah.
I brew whole bean at home, or I can do the ground.
So
whatever's more convenient for you.
You got it.
He's got it.
Yes!
He got it.
You got it.
Are you ever, I know you've got the cafe down in, was it North Attleboro, the Rockin' and Roastin' Cafe. Do you ever just pop in there, Joey? Like, if I go in, is there a chance I'm going to see you?
I do now and again.
Yeah.
I do. You never know when I'll be there.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That is awesome. The Aerosmith.
Could even be sometime this week.
Oh, there you go. Something you're ready for. I know that you're a car guy. How many cars do you have? How many cars are you?
God, I don't know what.
Come on now.
How many of them
do you know?
How many of them do you not remember from the 70s? Could you have more cars?
The ones from the 70s are long gone.
Right, right. All right, what's the one car? Right now, what's your one car?
The one car that I love?
Mm-hmm.
Lamborghini.
Yeah.
It's called the Huracan.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Is that something like... Like for me, my favorite CD in my I have a Honda CRV, so we're in the same.
Oh yeah,
you guys are a lot alike.
Yeah, but is it like that, Joey? Like your favorite CD? That's your car of the moment. How often does it switch?
No, I've actually had this car for 2 years, and put an unbelievable 15,000 miles on it because I like it that much. Usually I keep them, you know, no more than a year and a half, but this one has proven itself to be worthwhile keeping.
Is there a Lamborghini Ferrari rivalry? The best between the two? Those two high end cars? Lamborghini your choice?
Not really. They're actually two pretty different things.
Okay. What was
There are rivalries on the market. Yeah, but not in my head. No.
No.
What was your first car, Joey?
My first car was a 1966 GTO.
Oh, very nice.
He was always cool. Yeah. I mean, you know what I mean? He knew. Yeah. He was always cool. One of the things about, I've had an affinity for Aerosmith my whole life, as I told you, but people in New England, you're their band. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
And of course. They're very territorial about it. A long time ago, Steven was supposed to call in and do an interview with us, and it didn't happen. And I kind of made an offhand comment, we're not going to leave. We're staying on the air until he calls. And we ended up staying on the air for 54 hours until he called. And it was great because I started playing nothing but Aerosmith. And the great thing about it was the reaction of the audience. This is what I learned doing that. Aerosmith is our band in New England, Boston, New Hampshire, you know, Maine, Vermont. There's a real sense of, I don't know, ownership of all. And
New England is real Aerosmith territory. That's because it's home base for us.
Yeah, and
because we started out of Boston,
and everybody has their Pizza Barn story or their Yale Bowl story about where they saw you in the early days in high schools that you guys played at. But since become one of the best, I think the premier American rock band of all time is Aerosmith.
Well, thank you.
Where biggest show? I know you just released a DVD of Donington, which is a major rock festival. What's the biggest show? You guys did the US Festival, right? I think you did.
I think the biggest show that California we've ever Jam? Done, you mean?
Yeah, was it the California Jam? You were one
California,
of those.
California Jam, I think, was 500,000 people.
Wow. That's crazy. You can't even get your head
around that.
Can't even get your head around that.
And he doesn't even remember the drum set he played then.
Yeah. No. I know. I know. He's the Lord of the Thighs, man. As a New England guy, did you revel in the Patriots win, or are you not a football guy, sports guy at all?
I'm not really a football guy.
Yeah. I got to tell you, it was
for I'm not really a sports guy, which is, unusual for New England, but,
No.
I have no interest in sports.
Joey, I'm sitting across from Roadkill, who is also a drummer, a heavy metal drummer, and he is like you. He's way too,
And what's weird is, it seems to be the common thing, like, if you go to another city or state, and they're like, what do you think about those socks? And you're like, yeah, they're fleece. I don't really know about the socks. I couldn't tell you anything about them.
I love the fact that, with the band, talking about how territorial we are about Aerosmith, sometimes I have to think that you are of the same thinking as me. When the bickering was going on, and it hasn't for a while, it's all good, which is cool, but when the bickering between band members was going on, I kind of wanted to biff them both up the side of the head and tell them, like, come on, boys, let's get together.
Bickering, you say? Yeah. Bickering, you say?
Yes, exactly.
Bickering. I've never heard of any bickering. No bickering.
Were you like that, though, at all? I mean, it's going to happen.
No such thing as bickering.
All right. I get it. I just sometimes want to go, guys, stop. Please, everybody, just
that's
get
some
along.
Kind of a new ring.
I like how he's not going to answer.
I know.
He's going to go, yeah.
I appreciate it. I appreciate right where he's coming from. Well, I know that
bickering is in the past. Bickering.
Good. I'm glad. It makes it easier for you and for everybody. But we're looking forward to not only getting a chance to see you guys again, play live. Looking forward to you coming up and visiting with us and talking rock and roasting. I mean, there's a lot going on with Joey, and we're looking forward to visit with you. I think sometime in March. March, fingers crossed.
Yeah, I look forward to that myself, man.
All right, buddy. Well, good to talk to you. Thanks for chiming in this morning, Joey. We appreciate it. Good luck with the rehearsals,
problem.
And we'll see you out on the road. Thanks, Joey.
Okay, man.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay,
Joey
bye.
Kramer, not going to answer. But the answer's obvious.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Archive Friday, everybody. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday. 5:30. Mark it. Set it. Forget it. And we'll see you then. Have a great weekend.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.